So yeah, they try to shut down the truth really strong, you know. Try to defame and make up fake identities for you. I mean, they try everything to shut down the truth. But this is really gonna, this is what I'm getting ready to talk about is next level. This is next level. And if you can understand this, this is the path to true freedom. It's all in freedom. We know freedom is in Jesus, right? And you know, the preachers are good about rightly dividing the word and giving out the gospel and all, but there's even after you get saved, you start saying something's not right with this. Something's just not right. It takes a long time to get there, but I'm guaranteeing you, after about 10 years of cutting off all the noise and isolating myself from the whole system, you know, it took a while to see it. And I've been wanting to talk about it for a while, but I've mentioned it a few times, but I really didn't just focus on that one thing. But you have to ask yourself, so here we go. Ask yourself, when a thought comes to your mind, ask yourself, is it an AI program? Like the holidays, why do you put a Christmas tree up? Why do you have to have the holidays to feel good? Why do people need the holidays to feel good? It's an AI program. Why do you have to go shopping to feel good? AI program. Why do you have to overeat to feel good? Why are you greedy? You know, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying people in general. There are certain things that is the AI program of the flesh mind. Let me just hit some of them. AI program is bitterness. AI program is living in the past. The AI flesh mind program is unforgiveness. The AI program is any kind of insecurity. Because really, you trust God for everything anyway. We know the Bible says that the glory of man withers as the grass. Mankind compared to God is a beggar at the cross, you know. The energy of the flesh is weak, you know. The biggest, baddest boxer can get cancer. I've actually seen in this, when I say real world, I mean in the off, let's just say offline world. I've actually seen in the offline world where you've seen some people who are really strong get cancer and they end up really weak and, you know. Everybody has an Achilles heel. Responding in the AI program or thinking in the AI program is the slavery, and the secret to escaping that slavery is recognize if it's an AI program. These little sayings that people have, these sayings, you know, and they get these sayings from these sitcom shows, you know. Sitcom. Sit, S-I-T-C-O-M is together. Sitcom. The Bible talks about don't walk near the ungodly, don't stand with the ungodly, and don't sit with the ungodly. Because they dumb you down. The ungodly dumb you down. They're actually these one-liners. You see it in the business world too. They have these one-liners that they try to put somebody down with a reverse psychology and build themselves up. It's really sick. That's the way they live, and they're masters at it because that's the only way they know how to survive. But the AI program would be some culture lie that you believe. Some bloodline lie, some lie from the news, like all these riots, they're running on the AI program. They're running on the AI program. It's the AI flesh mind. They're running on a program. these fast response. People have these little fast responses, you know. AI program. It's not even, they don't even think about their response. They just think, it's an AI program. What allowed me to see it was by breaking the words into parts. I created a pattern that when I read a sentence now, I don't just read it with the normal interpretation that somebody would read it. I read it with the multiple interpretations. I read it with the baseline, which is the natural, but also read it by breaking it into parts as I'm reading it to see the spiritual. To see the root, the source code. So every sentence has the source code encoded in it, but every sentence is also for practical use. You can have source code and practical use at the same time. When you're reading a sentence, when you're going about your life, it's bizarre how it works, but it's the reason that it works that way is because Jesus is the source code of everything, and everything's a piece cut off, and so no matter what you're doing, it can have practical use, but it also has spiritual use because the practical is based on a spiritual truth. And really, reality breaks down into very simple form. A machine is a machine. Ma, C-H is church, N-E. It was the ma bursts out the baby. The church, this you're in a machine. Doesn't matter if it's a fax machine, a copy machine, a car. All machines are a transport eight ion, transportation. A transporting service to move you to your new state. So the baby comes out of the womb and moves from its state of being in the womb into the 3D. And then as you go through the growth process, you're moving towards the 5D. The seed into the womb for a conception, just like your thoughts are conception, and then it births out into the material realm. So matter is a birthing from the thoughts, from the spirit. And so when you break the words into parts, you see the source code. And so as you look at the source code, you realize that on top of the source code is another program. And there's other programs on top of that. And as you approach source code, you're leaving the AI program, the flesh mind, to the spirit mind. And so those other programs, whether it's somebody's a redneck, AI program. Somebody's a yuppie, AI program. Somebody's talking like their hood talk, AI program. Somebody is a Chevrolet person versus a Ford person. That's kind of like an AI program. It's really, the division is AI program. Pretty much. Denomination. Well, they're a Methodist or a Pentecostal. That's pretty much an AI program. And when you see past it, when you understand that there's oneness in Christ alone, Jesus alone is oneness, and everything else, which is division down here, is pretty much an AI program. Idiosyncrasies that a person has, AI program. There's certain things or habits that you do because it's a cycle birth, you know, and there has to be that AI program. It has to exist. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but when you wake up to it and you look at your thoughts or you look at your routine or your habits from the outside looking in, you're seeing past the AI program. Your body, your clay body ship needs that routine. It needs that program to function down here. Because in the division realm, which is the Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword. He brought division for a reason, because he's separating the sheep from the goat. And so when you see this AI program, that a lot of it's controlling everything that you do, and you step outside of your own self and look at yourself from the spirit, and you look at your habits, your routines, the way you talk, the way you respond, your body language, everything about you, you start to say, okay, what is an AI program and what is my choice? Because there's some AI programs are not necessarily a bad thing, because you need that to function down here. But there's some that are bad, and you can change the bad ones. You can turn the bad AI program into a good AI program. Because you're not a slave to the devil anymore in Christ. So Adam and Eve dropped us down into time. We're in a repeat. There's you can sow seed in the repeat, right? And have it birth the next day. Every day is the same. Nothing new is under the sun. The sun resets. So every day is a reset. Just like you reset your computer, the sun sets every day. It's reset. Every day is a reset. Now, I jumbled through my words here because I'm going in detail about this AI program that we're functioning under for the most part, most of our life, and don't even see it. You know, somebody says, let's go to the football game. Do you even know why you're going? Is it because of peer pressure? Is it because you like it, or is it because you feel obligated? Why are you going to the football game? Let's put up a Christmas tree. Why are you doing it? Because everybody else is doing it, the culture. Let's listen to this song. Why are you listening to that song? Oh, because it makes me feel good. No, the song don't make you feel good. God makes you feel good. The truth makes you feel good. God's word makes you feel good. Music is just a reflection of you. I told somebody yesterday or today, I can't remember, I said, you know, people look at trees and say, the tree makes me happy to look at, you know, sky, tree, clouds. Well, that's the opposite. You should make the tree happy, because it's about you. The earth groans for the sons of God to appear. The universe, the creation, waits and groans for the sons of God to appear. What does that mean? That when you get your heart right and get your mind right and you are tied to source code and you get your happiness and your joy straight from God, then it flows through you out to other people, out to animals, creatures, even creation. Because if the people will get their heart right and not run off an AI 666 program, but create a mindset that's not a responder to bad, but a initiator for good, then the whole creation is going to respond to that. My point is this: I'm trying to say it in ways people can understand it, because it will sound New Age if you don't say it properly. But it's not New Age, because the Bible says, the creation groans and waits for the sons of God to appear. What does that mean? Well, God had to destroy the earth because it was so evil. And the next time, it's going to be by fire. The church is called up before that. When Jesus rules for 1,000 years and the saints rule with him, the whole earth, the wild animals are going to be at peace, you know, for 1,000 years there's going to be peace. because the sons of God will be ruling and reigning as kings and priests. Jesus will be on the throne ruling. So it's all a heart issue. It's all about the heart. And so if you realize that some of these things that you learn from your bloodline, your mom, your dad, your culture, your friends, your neighbors, even just stuff that you say, that you say something, you say, why did I say that? It's just a habit. It's an AI program. It's not necessarily good or bad, but it's just a response that you don't even know why you say it. I mean, you see people do this all the time. They respond so fast, you know it's a, how you doing today? Good. Are they really good? AI program. How you doing today? Well, you know, when you start to really talk about it, they don't even want to hear it. People don't want it. They want to, the culture is pretty much brainwashing you into the AI program. If somebody asks you a question, how you doing today? And you really go into detail, they don't want to hear that. The fact that they just ask you how you're doing, that's an AI program. That's just what they are trained to do, to say. Most people. I'm not saying everybody. But when you step outside of the AI program and look from the outside, from a different perspective, the third perspective or whatever it's called, you look at yourself or you look at around it and you say, why are people doing this? You know, why do you eat certain foods? Why do you go to certain places? It's why are these what are these habits? AI program. What happens is when you see past the AI program and you start to control your own thoughts and you start to change your habits and you start to change how you respond, the people that are used to the AI program, they don't understand you anymore because you're not functioning in that system anymore. And so when you step outside of the AI program, intentionally, the AI program has to follow. They can't. It's a demonic control thing, really, to be honest with you. Whether it's spending money, going shopping, routines, you know, people who smoke, you know, that's an AI program. They know they shouldn't smoke. It's an AI program. Getting drunk, AI program. Being lazy, AI program. Gossip, AI program. Backbite, AI program. Pretty much most of life is that AI program. And when you see past it and admit it, the hardest part is admitting it. I've been running on an AI program and I didn't even know it. I've been programmed by somebody. My culture, my bloodline, my friends, my neighbors, my boss, my coworkers, or the news, the media, Fox News, CNN, Alex Jones, who has programmed you to where you can't think for yourself and you can't think from source code. You just think according to the culture lies. The only way you're going to break the AI program is get in that Bible and get in the Word and rightly divide it. You need something outside the AI program to think outside the AI program, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Word of God, His Word is forever settled. The Word is outside the AI program. Really, the AI program, the 666 flesh mind AI program, is actually, it's an autopilot thing, but it's actually, when you think about it, why would you want to be on autopilot when somebody else controls you? So when you let yourself go into autopilot mode, somebody else controls you. But when you control your own thoughts, you're not on autopilot, so you're in control of your ship. your body ship. So an airplane is a ship, right? So it's an airship. So if you put it on autopilot, it's controlled by AI. But if you take and cut off the autopilot and you fly the plane, the airship, joint airs, then you're in control of your thoughts and your mind and your responses, and you're not letting the devil and his system control you. And this is key to the freedom. And this is going to be attacked like crazy. I already know it. Because this is pretty much, see, your body is a ship, joint heirs. Your body is an airship, joint heirs with Christ. And when you go back to source code, and you go off of autopilot, and you cut off the noise, you cut off the TV, you cut off the music, and you start thinking, you start to control your joint air body ship. Joint heirs with Christ, your airship, joint air. Then the devil loses all power. And he's going to be mad, and the system's going to be mad. When you think for yourself, and you think outside the box, and you think outside the denomination, and you think outside your bloodline, and you think outside the culture, the whole system is going to be angry, and they're going to attack you. You think outside the music, that, you know, if you think about the music, people can memorize songs, and they say, well, I can't memorize the Bible. And you say, well, you memorize that song. That's what you want them. And those songs are programs. The words are programming you. You can listen to a song you heard in the 1980s and you go into depression because it reminds you of breaking up with your girlfriend or something. That's an AI program. It's not real. It's fake. It's all to bring you to the past and live in some kind of fake reality is what it is. This is the secret that they don't want to get out, that you don't have to be controlled in your inner man with the thoughts of the system, but you can go to source code and control your own thoughts. And once you see past the system anyway, you realize it's all ridiculous. We're really here for communion and worship. It's a worship service. Everything is a worship service. Everything else is just fluff. Your body, you're a vessel, you're an instrument, and your function down here as a created being is a worship service to God and functioning and all this stuff. You know, the AI, everybody's got to go to Walmart and get the next device. That's an AI program. What motive, what drives a person to go to the store and buy something they don't need? It's an AI program. And when you overcome that, these salespeople can't control you anymore. These sales ads that they send your email, they can't control you anymore. It's all AI program. If you could see past it, you get totally free. And this is what I'm talking about. And they don't want you to be free. Most people around you are running on an AI program, and when you don't run on that same AI program that they want you to run on, whether it's giving them praise and worship, you know, pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God, they want the recognition or whatever. When you don't give them what they want based on an AI program that's in them, they get mad at you because you don't run with them to the same excess of riot. Speak evil of you because you're outside the program. And because Jesus was outside the program, because he did the will of, he did the will of God. The Bible says, the will of the flesh, the will of the Gentiles, or will of man. When you don't do the will of the flesh, or the will of the Gentiles, or the will of man, you're outside the program of the system. It's an AI program, and they're always, it's game on, they're always trying to program you. It's not just TV programming you. Not just their music programming, it's rubbing shoulders with the goats trying to program you. It's a program. And it's real. and has been here your whole life. And some of the AI stuff, like you get tired, you go to sleep, you need to eat, you know, or you have to have a routine for your natural body to function right. And sometimes you need a distraction, you know. You know, a hobby. A hobby's a good thing. But when you really get deep into thought, you even recognize the hobbies are AI programs. But it's a good thing to have a hobby and get distracted from life. But my point is, when you really see through this, and I don't even know how to explain it, a person just has to see it on their own, I guess. But I'm telling you, when you see through this, you're free. And they don't want you to be free. Babylon doesn't want you to be free. Egypt doesn't want you to be free. The Pharaoh doesn't want you to be free. The legalist doesn't want you to be free. The Jezebel doesn't want you to be free. Delilah is trying to control you with an emotional AI program. And you're free. But they don't want you to know you're free. You don't have to respond to an AI program. The AI program should be following you, not the other way around.